This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Makes me want to spark up a dart, pour a little Irish whiskey out.
Let's get it going.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The sweet sounds of the Dropkick Murphys there. This is a concert you got to go to at some point in your life.
Yeah, this would be hype.
Oh, I mean, you thought you blacked out on Friday. You'd be drinking Irish mules, man. Instead of that Viacca, they'd be giving you that J. Masson.
I need more than a grilled chicken Caesar before that night.
You only eat like half of it.
Yeah, that was probably also part of my my downfall.
Ah, to be 26 again. I'm really not that hungry, but I need something. Six pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get going.
Six pieces of lettuce, six beers later, and two Moscow mules. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, bro, but
I'll tell you. It is St. Patrick's Day, so happy to all of you out there. I never got over the whole, like, if you didn't wear green, you got pinched.
Oh, yeah, you don't like getting pinched?
Who does? You ever met somebody that's like, you know, it's all right with me pinching?
Pinch me, man.
What's the Theo Von bit? He's like, you got to really hate somebody to get behind him and grab a little piece of skin on him. Like, it's like, oh, you're not wearing green. Like, don't do it again,
like,
please.
Stop.
Yeah. I'll turn into a damn leprechaun. You ever see any of those movies, the leprechaun movies?
No.
There's one, it's called like Lep in the Hood. He raps. I'm pretty sure Jennifer Aniston's in it. She's like 22.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean young Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Before Rachel.
Yeah,
I think it's like, it's called like Lep in the Hood, probably 1991.
Lep in the Hood.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
I'll look it up.
Where's me gold? It's like a little, little dude going all crazy on people, like killing people looking for his gold. Typical leprechaun, I guess. I mean, I guess.
Aspiring rappers accidentally unleash a murderous leprechaun while seeking revenge on a record producer.
On God. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 2000. There you go.
I think the rapper's in it's like Run DMC. It's something crazy like that.
Nuts.
Came out in 2000.
Came out in 2000.
I think the first leprechaun came out in like 93.
Oh, gotcha. So this is.
Oh, yeah. It's like the third one. There's like Leprechaun 1, Leprechaun 2, Lep in the Hood, and then there's like Leprechaun 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking at Leprechaun 5 in the Hood. My fault.
Yeah, there's a remake of the. Okay, didn't know that. He goes back to it. That's right. 913-586-7965. When did you know Patrick Mahomes was a Saint? A lot of responses coming in. I've got them written down. Somebody took Max. No one's taken mine yet. I guess I'm just a late bloomer to when I knew
no
he was a Saint.
No one's taking yours. Wow.
No, but somebody's taking yours. Others are the same. But it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy to all of you that celebrate. When did you know Patrick Mahomes was, in fact, a saint? 913-586-7965. So Sunday on Selection Sunday for me, Mac, is to me one of the best Sundays overall, right? We'll get into overreaction Monday here in about 8 minutes. But college basketball for March Madness had a scare this past week with Cooper Flagg going down, right?
Yeah.
Like, huge. We all were like, oh no, this is Zion all over again. He's the reason why, just coincidental, it's the same school. But Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I don't believe he's coming back. I know the hype dream of one more year, you're a stud. It's a bad business decision.
Yeah, it just makes no sense financially.
Because the way the draft works is, obviously, they've changed the way rookie contracts are, but you get more, obviously, the higher you go up in the draft. He's going to go number one overall. Now, with the availability of NIL, if he's like, man, I don't really want to go to Charlotte and I really don't want to go to Portland, could be the two teams that pick first. I don't know. I think him and LaMelo would be great.
I think it'd be fun.
But again, he could also make the decision.
And Charlotte, you know, close to his school. I mean, he would be the hometown kid.
It's over.
Yes.
Right.
He'd be the star.
But he could wait if he wanted to with the circumstances that do arise in college sports today. But he is the player. Like, they're a number one seed. They're playing in the East as the number one overall seed in the East. It's Duke. He's that guy. They left him out of the ACC championship games and all that sort of stuff.
Still won it.
I mean, that just shows you how loaded their freshman class is.
So good, man.
And now all eyes will be on him. Can he carry that torch? I believe he can.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched them play Wake Forest, I think it was in the last regular season game of the college
of the
basketball season. I don't know maybe it was North Carolina they played last, but either way, they played Wake Forest. He showed some of those characteristics, right? They blew them out, like almost by 30. And he was out there until like the final 5 minutes of the game, ooping people, dunking, flexing, showing that sort of anger that you get from the Duke player in the past. Like, oh, this guy's annoying. But he is the it factor for this tournament. He has to be playing. He has to be dominant for college basketball to have other stories. Because out of the number one seeds, which are Houston, Auburn, Duke, and Florida.
Florida, yep.
Right? Like, Florida's dangerous.
So good.
Right? But
got the best of my Vols, that's for sure.
Right. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, college basketball and this tournament, like, I thought Bob made a really good point about college basketball. Like, there's college basketball and then there's tournament college basketball, right?
Yeah.
Which is obvious. It's not like a tough one to figure out. But, like, you'll probably watch the play-in games. You're probably going to fill out a bracket, whether you know what the hell you're doing or not. But a lot of it is going to be, I'm going to watch these number one seeds. I'm going to see what Cooper Flagg's doing. I'm going to see what these teams do. Because, like you had mentioned, a lot of these guys play for the name on the front of their jersey, not the back of the jersey.
Yeah. No, that's what I love about college basketball. Like, Cooper Flagg, he's coming back for March Madness. He is the number one overall pick. He does not have to play a lick of these next 2 or 3 weeks, and he would be the number one overall pick, $12 million guaranteed coming his way. Instead, he's like, you know what? I just sprained my ankle. I'm coming back in 5 days. I'm playing for my team. I want to win a national championship. He could get injured. Like, there is a chance he could get seriously hurt and he would not be the number one overall pick. He is risking money. Something that we don't see in football anymore, but for whatever reason has stuck true here in basketball. Even with NIL, we've got these guys giving their all in this tournament. And I love it. It's fantastic. It's what the sport needs. And I'll add on, for college basketball, they need Cooper Flagg. For the NBA, Dusty, how often have we talked about the NBA needs stars? Mm. I need to know who these guys are. Well, the first introduction to the stars, to Steph Curry, to a Kevin Durant, is NCAA March Madness. That's where they get their face, their names in front of all of America. Cooper Flagg, his journey to stardom, his journey to being the new face of the NBA, it starts next weekend. It starts this upcoming weekend, this Thursday and Friday.
And
he
needs
to be there.
What do we say the stat is? He could be the first overall white guy from the United States, go number one overall since Bill Walton in 1974.
Yep. First American-born Caucasian, first overall since Bill Walton.
Since Bill Walton in 1974 out of UCLA. That's insane.
It's insane.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how people intake their March Madness. I know some people, we have Missouri at 6:30 on Thursday, and we have Kansas at 6:10 on Thursday. Kansas will be on CBS at 6:10.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri 6:35-ish on True TV.
True TV, yeah.
So not only that, Kansas and Missouri in the same bracket, right? Would have to take a miracle. Would have to be a Sweet 16 showdown, right? Missouri's got to beat, who do they have?
Missouri's got Drake,
who's good.
Yeah, good 30-3 on the season.
Again, this is where we get lost in the madness, right? Because you look at Drake's schedule, 30-3, but like, who all do they play?
Who do they play?
Right? Yeah. They're the most dominating team in their conference, I believe. I couldn't tell you three teams that play in Drake's conference, but shame on me.
Never heard of him.
Right? But like, Missouri SEC team, right? Missouri plays a lot of tough competition throughout the season. Beat Florida, by the way, early on
they
in the
did.
Season.
Yeah.
Beat Kansas as the number one overall team early on in the season. Beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Right?
Some serious wins. Almost beat Tennessee.
Now, finished their season, you know, I think 1-4. Lost to Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Won their first game in the tournament and then lost to Florida. Which, I mean, Florida, how you doing?
Number one seed, best team in the league, in the NCAA right now.
They're so big. They're so fast. They're just, they're huge.
They're hot. They make everything. They're deep.
What's crazy is Florida's best game, the toughest game they played in the tournament was against Mizzou. And Mizzou was out without their big player in the center. Yeah. So, again, like, it's crazy. Kansas will play John Calipari in Arkansas because, of course, March always
classic.
Does this, right? And if Bill Self wants to play Missouri, he's got to get through the two Italian mobsters. He's got to get through Calipari, and then he's got to beat Patino at St. John's.
What's going on?
So Kansas, tough road to get to Missouri. Missouri, meh, to get to Kansas. Yeah. They got to beat, obviously, Drake. Then they would have to beat probably Texas Tech. Texas Tech, a good team in the Big 12. Solid team in the Big 12. That would be your second round games. That would be played Saturday. But please, for the love of every god that is inside the March Madness tournament, can we somehow get the rematch and get the Sweet 16
yes.
battle?
Oh,
Probably not going to happen. But one can dream.
That'd
right?
be fantastic.
Give me that one shiny moment. Yes. Tigers, Jayhawks, Saturday at like 3. Everybody loses their mind. The bars are divided in half. One side of the state is yellow and gold or gold and black. The other side is crimson and blue. And everybody's going at it again. We have that
Please.
Rivalry that sparks back up.
Yes.
These are the types of things that can make March Madness be a spring chicken, no pun intended. But like you have Cooper Flagg, star out of Duke, right? You have Florida who blew everybody away with how they played in the SEC tournament. Because what did Billis tell us early in the season? Whoever wins the SEC tournament is the most impressive team in the entire land. Well, Florida just did that. Yep. They beat a fighting dog team, that is the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yep.
Right? They beat Mizzou, who's a good team in the SEC, had a really good bounce back year.
14 SEC teams in the tournament.
14. Out of the 16 possible.
Insane.
I don't know what's worse, being another division or being the two that
being
got left
two.
Out.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough sledding. But yeah, you get KU versus Drake on Thursday at 6:35. Mizzou versus Drake 6:35 or 6:30-ish
yep.
on True TV on Thursday. Kansas at 6:10 on CBS against
back,
Arkansas.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there.
It's gonna be awesome.
Thursday night's loaded.
It's gonna be so good.
Order your pizza now.
Yep.
Automatically already tip the driver.
100%.
Have that thing ready to go at 6 o'clock with your wings, with your pizza, and just put on college basketball because locally Thursday is electric. We don't have to wait till Friday. We don't get the spoil. We get the all-day event, and then we get to go right into KU and Missouri locally. That's great. Can't wait for those games to start.
Yeah, like you said, dude, it's storyline after storyline. I mean, we talked about North Carolina getting in with the play-in, and personally, if I'm a North Carolina fan, I don't even want to watch my basketball team anymore. This is part of the problem with the tournament.
Yeah.
We kind of give too many participation trophies. Some of these teams don't need to be in.
But we're going to expand.
We're going to expand. Hey, more teams.
And, yeah.
And I heard, I can't remember, maybe it was Lenardi, one of the bracketology guys was like, I don't know if we have more tournament teams. Actually, we have tournament-level teams that, like, to add 4 or 6 more, I don't think they're actually there. I think you're just going to be adding, like, an Ohio State.
Yeah.
And it's like, Ohio State, they lost, like, 15 conference games.
Well, it's kind of the same story of, like, if you were to expand the NFL. Yeah. I don't know if we have 4 more quarterbacks, 2 more
quarterbacks. Yeah. Let alone 32.
Got 12.
Yep.
12, you know, 5 solid quarterbacks, and then the other 7 are good.
Yep.
After that, it's like, you'd have guys like, no offense to Gardner Minshew, but he'd be a starting quarterback for a team. You'd have guys like Aiden O'Connell, who obviously they were starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But like laughable at the Raiders, you'd be laughing at like the Vegas, you know, the Vegas Kings or whoever they would be.
Yes.
And be like, well, I guess they would have the Raiders already in Vegas. But you do what I'm
Sacramento,
saying.
Sacramento, whatever it is.
Whoever it is, you'd be like, oh, this is their team. This is their quarterback.
It's like,
talent is diluted. I don't need more teams in madness. 913-586-7965. St. Patrick's Day here on Fesco and Dusty today. And through the rest of the week, it is Dusty and Mac. Fesco is on spring break. No kids for these two guys, so we are here for you. When did you know that St. Patrick existed? I mean, Patrick Mahomes. When did he become that saint for you? All of your responses, I'm writing them down. Got a few of them so far. Some of them are repeaters.
Yep.
But yeah,
there a couple of interesting ones too. A couple ones that I didn't expect that we'll get to. So it's good.
There you go. From the text line, you have 5 kids on Drake from Kansas City area. Their best player, Sturts, is the Liberty High's head coach's son. Missouri also has 2 Kansas City kids who start. Show some love for the hometown kids. I'm sorry.
Woo!
Showing love.
Showing love.
Yeah, I knew the two from Missouri, Bates and Mitchell.
Of course.
Come on. Sorry that I don't deep dive down into Drake.
That's
My
cool,
bad.
Though. When I watch the game, I will think about that. That's awesome.
God's plan. It is 6:30 on a Monday, so we get to our overreaction. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. My overreaction Monday comes from, no surprise, comes from the golf world. Here we go.
Who would have thought?
Right? Sign me up for this. Oh, God, he's talking about golf. Off to the music side of the station. But hear me out. My overreaction today is Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
And this is why. We call the Players Championship the fifth major, right? The purse size is huge. The talent that signs up for it because of the money that's involved in it. It's a gigantic tournament for these guys. It is essentially the big tournament before the Masters starts in like 23 days, right? We're almost there. Opening day, Masters, ooh, March Madness. That's what I tell you, man. Good weather. This time of year really gets my plums loaded, right? I'm not going to lie to you. You can feel it all the way down to my plums. But Rory McIlroy is my overreaction. And the reason why is Rory for the last 10, 12 years is, can you win a major? Can you get it done? And he's gotten a lot of scrutiny, right? Brooks Koepka has passed him on the major total. Him and Brooks, clearly Brooks is that bro. I don't care about any tournament except majors. And then when the majors happen, he shows up. That's why the funny meme with him on Valentine's Day, he gets his girlfriend nothing because it's not a major holiday. But Christmas, Easter, those holidays, the dude shows up. Rory McIlroy is in a playoff today at 8 o'clock. So less than an hour and a half. Yes, Golf Channel is on. Goes up against J.J. Spahn. No one's ever heard of him. And
heard of him.
Rory this entire week got a ton of backlash. Took the guy's phone, who was a golfer at Texas.
D-move.
Right? Said he wasn't from the generation of YouTube. He's 35. You're damn well chill from that generation, dude. Wants to talk about actual golf. Has to protect the brand of TGL golf as well. So he can't, you know, throw that out in the water. But, you know, obviously goes out against Fat Perez and Bob Does Sports and all those guys. He's like, I don't really watch YouTube. I'd rather watch Saturday and Sunday golf than watch YouTube golf. And then he goes out there this weekend and goes into Sunday with the lead. But again, in classic Rory fashion, that lead dissipates. And now he's tied for the lead playing a three-hole playoff, the greatest playoff situation there is in golf. They play 16, 17, 18. Yes, that 17th hole. Rory today, obviously, time got pushed back because of weather delays. But he can't win the real majors, but he can win the fifth and undocumented major.
Yes.
This is great to see, because if Rory does win this tournament today, I have firm belief that he will be the favorite to win the Masters. That pressure comes back. Mm. What's the one major Rory hasn't won? The green jacket. What does that mean? Rory completes the career Grand Slam. Not many have done that. There's a lot of pressure right on Rory every Masters. He wins the fake fifth major, and all of a sudden his name gets brought up again. Can he do it? Can he do it?
Yeah.
Now you've got to go win one of these four. One of them being the most important one, which is the Masters, which is less than 30 days away, coming off of what will happen today's playoff against J.J. Spahn and Rory McIlroy.
Never heard of him.
We'll see what happens. Three-hole playoff starts at 8 o'clock today, 9 o'clock Eastern time.
You
got me going,
okay? You sold me. I'm in.
Sometimes it works that way.
I'm in, baby. So, I mean, how much does this, you talking about all-time, Grant, if he wins the Masters, let's say, in the next month.
Yeah.
What does that catapult him for all-time?
So Scotty's there. Right. Scotty's he's like the Mahomes stat. Like, it just starts off even, then it just does that skyrocket no matter how you look at the graph. And, you know, there's those guys like Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. Yep. Those guys have gotten a lot of pub because they've won majors. Rory hasn't won a major. Yeah. He's had top five finishes. He's had top two finishes. The U.S. Open last year where he missed the two putts and left the course early, and Bryson DeChambeau ends up winning. He was right there.
Yeah.
Couldn't finish it. Had two times where he had to just make a 3-foot putt. Where I think the stat is he made those like 330 times in a row on the tour, missed two in the biggest open of his career and didn't get that title. So if he wins the Masters, he would have a career Grand Slam. Unheard of for most guys. That means you've won obviously every single major. He would finally win the Masters. Like Scotty, it would catapult him.
Yes.
And he'd be a top three, maybe top five golfer of all time.
Wow.
He'd be up there with Tiger, Jack, Arnie,
wow,
Sneed. Rory, you'd have to put him in there from where he started, where he's going. Plus,
that's
only
amazing.
30. He's only
35.
So he could still win a couple more. And maybe this is the, you know, the snowball effect. Can he get back into that clutch winning pattern that he was in when he was younger?
Yeah, what's prime in golf? I mean, when is that over? 45? I mean, when does that end?
About 40. 45 is a good number.
45?
Yeah.
And then
you see guys like Lucas Glover this weekend, who 10 under, played out of his mind. You won't hear from him the rest of the season.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. That was his moment. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. That's good. Okay. 8 o'clock. Three whole playoff. I'm in. Okay. For me,
Channel 65.
Bet. I'll get it on in here. I'm going to the gridiron. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron Rodgers would be pretty good in Minnesota. And I don't know if that's an overreaction.
Speaking of career Grand Slam.
Exactly. Yes.
Career full circle.
Yes, here we
Favre are. Favre Rodgers.
The Farfecta.
Does he wear four?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, do it. Just do it, man.
Come on.
Exactly. We're all going to make fun of you already. Just do it. But I think he'd be good in Minnesota. I actually think this would be the best case scenario for the Vikings.
Him going to Minnesota.
Which I hate saying because we don't like this guy.
Him going to Minnesota, to me, feels a lot like Brady going to Tampa. It's the best option.
It's loaded.
They have the best offensive weapons for him. He doesn't have to be great. He's got Justin Jefferson. He's got Jordan Addison, right?
Yep.
1-2, right there. He's got TJ Hawkinson over the middle. We know Aaron Rodgers loves his tight ends. And not only that, but their defense is good enough.
Yep. Oh, Tampa's yeah. Their defense
good
is really good.
Defensive front. Would they have like the most pressures of any team last year?
Yeah, they blitz more than anyone. Yeah, Brian Flores. Yep.
Right? Flores is a blitzer. That's what he does.
Comes after you.
What did Tampa Bay do? They led with their defensive front. They let Tom Brady throw to his targets and Godwin and Evans. And then they went and signed Antonio Brown randomly.
Good coach in Bruce Arians. Great coach in KOC. I mean, the only difference between that analogy would be, luckily for Brady, he went into the NFC South. For Rodgers, he'd be going into the gauntlet of the NFC North. So it's a little bit different there. But
he plays indoors.
Yep. Exactly, in a dome.
Gets to go to Green Bay one more time.
Which would be awesome.
It's the story we're all wanting.
Yeah, we want this.
Just do it for us, Aaron.
Like him or JJ? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
And again, like, who's to say JJ McCarthy's ready to go? Because Schefter's out there been reporting for a week saying that they believe in JJ McCarthy. They believe he's the guy.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
So Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota.
Exactly. And that, to me, also, if I'm a Minnesota fan.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm like, okay, a little worried about JJ if we do that. That on back of my head, I'm like, okay, that means we're definitely not confident in what's going on with McCarthy and his progression and if he's ready. But to me, Rodgers with Justin Jefferson, with Addison, with that whole arsenal, and plus a good offensive line, because that's number one for him.
No doubt.
He needs that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.